I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Showers and thunderstorms developing today. We'll see a high near 80 degrees. That rain pattern will continue, likely into the weekend. A special town hall meeting on education funding reform brought local teachers and school superintendents together, explaining how a new method of funding public schools, which seeks to ensure an adequate education for all Illinois students, comes no matter their zip code. WSIU's Kevin Boucher has more.
This new method, according to Gorville School District Superintendent Steve Webb, would eliminate some of the huge disparities like this one.
Here at Crab Orchard, $7,353 per pupil. Round Out School District, one of the tops in the state, $31,000 per pupil.
This new method, titled the evidence-based model, relies less on property taxes and instead on each individual school district's needs, taking into account 27 basic educational elements to determine the true dollar amount. Kelly says this new model is better than the current one-size-fits-all formula.
Here's what we need based on evidence, not here's what we need based on your appropriations.
All of the educators involved said the reason that it has not been accepted before is because of the common mindset, if it isn't broke, don't fix it. The evidence-based model is contained in House Bill 2808, which would replace Illinois' current 20-year school funding system. I'm Kevin Boucher.
State Representative Carol Ammons says a higher minimum wage would help both workers and the economy in Illinois. The Urbana Democrat was part of a statewide rallying tour that stopped in Champaign yesterday, pushing to raise the minimum wage from $8.25 to $15 an hour over the next 5 years. Ammons says it would lift 40% of the state's workforce out of poverty and therefore stimulate the economy.
A lot of communities depend on sales tax revenue, and so does companies. And when working people don't have disposable income, then of course the drop in sales tax for communities are easy for us to see and make that correlation.
House sponsor Will Guzzardi is rallying with a group of home health care workers and others across the state and will stop in Carbondale later today. George Hind became the second candidate to visit SIU Carbondale in the quest for a new chancellor. He's the president currently of Oakland University in Michigan. His past experience includes professor, dean, provost, and president. He says once Illinois' budget crisis ends, there'll be a clearer path for SIU. This is the second of four candidates to visit the campus. Next week, the last two will be on campus. They are Interim Chancellor Brad Caldwell on Tuesday and Carl Pinkert coming in next Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms developing today, a high near 80 degrees. I'm Jennifer Fuller.